Proclamation number 6142 of 22nd of December, 1954. Endless night lies before mankind. Jesus Christ, the light. Night descends upon humanity, a night that is unimaginably long and agonizing, for no beneficent rest will this night bring, but only imprisonment and darkness. Such a night lies before you humans, even though you still move in the light of day, even though you are still free in your thoughts and actions. But the night robs you of this freedom, and it also robs you of the light. And even the little you can still recognize in the light of day will sink into dark night, and you will know nothing more and have to languish in darkness again for an infinitely long time until the light appears to you once more. Once the light itself came to earth. For once before this spiritual darkness was spread across the earth. Then God's love took pity and let his light shine to earth. The eternal light itself descended to earth to help people up out of the darkness, to pave the way for them that leads to light and glory. And this light can still shine in all its strength today if only the will is there to escape the darkness, if only every ray of the eternal light is caught. If people themselves ask for light and turn to Him with this request, who Himself descended to earth for all people of the present, the past and the future. He kindled such a bright light when he descended to earth that there would truly no longer be any need for darkness if people voluntarily hurried towards the ray of light, if they themselves wanted to emerge from the night. Yet humanity feels at ease in this darkness, for it is hostile to anyone who approaches them as a bearer of light. The time has passed when the light from above illuminated the way. Again the earth is shadowed by darkness, and only a few move away from where it is night. Few only strive towards the light which still shines from above. And therefore the endless long night is to be expected, because he is not remembered who once brought the light into the world. Jesus Christ, who contained in himself the eternal light in all its fullness. He alone is the one who can still bring salvation today where such is requested. He alone is able to turn away the night and bring light to those who call to him. But whoever passes by him will irrevocably go towards that night from which there is no escape anymore. But whoever follows him, whoever lets himself be illuminated by him, need not fear the night. He will experience a morning full of light, and it will no longer be dark around him forever. For anyone who takes refuge in the eternal light himself will also be constantly permeated by him, and for him the light did not come to earth in vain, he accepted it, he voluntarily gave himself into its radiance. Everything dark and captivating has fallen away from him, he will enter the kingdom of light when the shadows of the eternally long night descend upon all people on earth who pay no attention to the divine light of love from above. Who do not believe that the eternal light itself came to earth in order to liberate people from the night of death. Who do not believe in the missionary work of Jesus Christ, who wanted to save people from sin and death. Amen.